Na dan so prišle informacije, da je skozi leta spreminjajoče se pot kralja popa bila samo krinka za še večji misterij. Michael Jackson se je izkazalo, je namreč potomec nezemljanskega plemena Mama Sej, Mama Sa, Mama Makusa, ki so v svojem potovanju po galaksiji opravljali...
O, basla, kira sva štarnca, šitej.
Jep. Vsak delovni dan v tednu, 9:05 jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
V današnji svoštarnici se bomo za nekaj minut pokvarjali z eno od zasedb, ki bo danes večer nastopila v ljubljanskem Rogu, v Modrem kotu. Tam se bo dogodila prava poslastica z zanimivim imenom Rebirthing Low Budget High Volume. Nastopajoči po več mita smo se za pogovor v današnji svoštarnici pogovorili z izraelsko skupino Vekel Kontakt, ki se trenutno v sklopu turneje potika po južnem polu Evrope. Glasba audiovizualne psycho-trap zasedbe Vekel Kontakt se bohoti z mešanico noizerskih zvokov in kontroverznih besedil. Več informacij o njihovi glasbi, pa tudi o virih, iz katerih črpajo inspiracijo za svoje ustvarjanje, nam je v telefonskem pogovoru zaupala Tamen Damski, vokalistka skupine Vekel Kontakt. Poleg Tomen zasedbo sestavljata še dva člana, bobnar Marko Milevski ter vizualni umetnik in DJ Eja Ajali Biton.
I think it's just this basic thing that you have inspiration from a lot of different materials that happen now in music and in live art, and we just try to build to construct something new from all the things that we think are interesting.
Tomen nam je pravkar razložila, zakaj svojo muziko označijo kot excessive minimalist psycho trap. Vekel Kontakt pa pomembno črpa tako iz svojega lokalnega okolja v Izraelu, kot tudi iz drugih kulturnih kontekstov. Kako pa zasedba razume in reflektira procese kulturne apropriacije in na kakšen način se to kaže v njihovi glasbi?
This one is, I think it's an interesting question. We could talk for hours about this. But I mean, first of all, the things that come first come from the place we live in, because we live together in a neighborhood in the middle of Jerusalem, and a lot of the life and creational life come from the atmosphere of this area. And so a lot of different cultures mix together there, and we really like to appropriate it ourselves, but we also want to bring the question of appropriation that it's like a very contemporary thing to be talking about, like which cultural material belongs to which culture, who is the owner of what, and it happens when you deal with text, but also with specific melodies and with specific harmonies and with sound materials and sonic materials and production for a beat. And so it's a question that you can zoom in and ask it about every little piece of material you have. Who this belongs to? What is the culture that is the heart of this material?
V svojih besedilih se Vekel Kontakt napajajo v delu znanih filozofov 20. stoletja.
I'm answering this myself because I'm a nerd. And I bring a lot of this nerdy content into the band when I read articles, and we talk about them sometimes. Sometimes we don't, but we bring this material and put it in the song because it gives a lot of energy and material to think about. So, like, if you're interested in what exactly are these materials, so some texts come from articles about art theory. And there is one text that you can see also in the EP's main song, the song The Point. It's from an article by Mitchell, who talks about the difference between words and images and the mixture between words and images together in art. We also use texts by Arthur and Foucault and Deleuze and this type of really heavy, hardcore French philosophy people. Yeah.
Vizualije imajo pomembno vlogo v performancih Vekel Kontakt. Tomen smo prosili, naj nam pove več o tem, ali vizualije predvsem prispevajo k bolj bogatim atmosferam nastopov ali pa gre morda v njihovem primeru za komponento povsem enakovredno glasbi, ki jo ustvarjajo.
It's a good question. I mean, I think we just had a really interesting massive conversation about this last night when we got drunk. So we were talking about like what is this project about and what are we doing here, and it's kind of endless to ask it, because I think we perceive ourselves as like a machine for ideas, and the ideas can come in any medium. So the visual aspect and the music aspect are both part of the same message, or the multi-layered message, and there's not really any hierarchy between them. It's kind of like a wish to create a sort of experience, like a multi-layered reality experience for the audience.
Za konec nas je zanimalo še, kakšen odziv želi Vekel Kontakt izvati pri publiki.
Yeah, it's a bit about mixing together a lot of different experiences and rewiring the audience's consciousness, maybe in a way, and what we want them to. I mean, of course, it's a hardcore question, because I want them to do whatever the fuck they want also, but we want to enable them to let go and to devote themselves into this moment of a multi-sensual show, and have their minds broken apart and rearranged again, and have a talk about that later, maybe, if they want, and see what they've experienced, because that's always interesting. But also, each person can just go to their homes and have something remain in their body.
V prvem delu današnje svaštarnice smo se torej posvetili izraelski audiovizualni zasedbi Vekel Kontakt, ki bo danes večer nastopila v Rogovskem modrem kotu. V nadaljevanju pa v etru sledi še komad z njihove EP izdaje The Point, ki lahko prisluhnete tudi na Bandcampu. Tole bo torej skladba Cigarjot.
staying in, just hanging around with my head in a spin. But there is no need to scream and shout. We're not going out. We are not going out.
Za zaključek današnje svaštarnice se bomo seveda posvetili še današnjemu koncertnemu in drugemu dogajanju v mestu in drugot naokoli. Za začetek moramo omeniti še ostale zasedbe, ki bodo skupaj z Vehkel kontaktno coj nastopile v Rogu oziroma v Modrem kotu. Iz Italije prihaja še en projekt audiovizualne psihedelije, Kraxi Driver, za uvodni set pa bo poskrbel Rosbog Automation. Zaključil bo domači DJ Pizdoglavec, ki bo svojim speedcorem, breakcorem in digital hardcorem dostavil še piko na i celotnemu dogodku. V Smozi bodo danes gostili predstavitev 35. številke revije Razpotja, tokrat na temo zvoka, s konkretnim naslovom Nelagodje v zvoku. Zadeva se začne ob 19. uri, sicer pa gre še za en dogodek iz cikla Scena podpiše so organizaciji revije Razpotja, v Smoze in Radija Študent. V okviru Ortofesta bo nocoj nastopil Jure Lesar, nekdani član portoroške indirok zasedbe Escobars. Po svoji turneji po SNG-jih oziroma slovenskih narodnih gledališčih pa nadaljujejo Laibach. Včeraj v Mariboru, danes v SNG Nova Gorica v okviru turneje zaigrajo svojo zadnjo ploščo The Sound of Music. Ob tem pa ne smemo pozabiti niti na obet njihovega koncerta 9. maja v Križankah na praznovanju 50 let našega Radija Študent. V MKNŽ-ju v Ilirski Bistrici pa bo nocoj koncert Sindikato Vertikal, Španci, ki jih mikajo zvoki post-punka ter s polsko regi zasedbo Paprika Korps. Da bo to vse, današnjo svaštarnico zaključuje vajenka Marjana.
Svaštarnica, jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.